Hola.
Hello, my name is Shakita, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Is this a call back?
Yes.
Okay. I have been contacted by my credit card company about fraudulent charges.
Okay.
And they gave me a number to call back to you. So there's a charge for $7.95 that was charged to my credit card.
Okay, and what is your zip code, sir?
I'm sorry?
What is your zip code?
35133.
All righty, give me 1 second. And what is your first and last name?
My name is Charles Head, H-E-A-D.
All righty, give me 1 second.
How long is it on your tape? You don't remember?
Give me 1 second, sir. This computer moving slow today. 1 second.
Hello, are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
All right, sorry about that, sir. Is it up under your name or someone else's name?
Well, my wife, Sophia.
What's her name?
S-O-P-H-I-A.
S-O-P-H-I-A.
But I'm not sure of the date of the charge. Saying it was whether the charge if they showed up yesterday.
Okay, so they gotta be a recent charge. And you did say your zip code is 35133?
Correct. Do you show any charges to either Charles or Sophia?
You say her name is what, Sophia?
Yes.
No. I'm not seeing that. One moment. Let me send your information to my supervisor real quick to make sure.
Okay, well, do you have our names as an account at all?
Yes, like, if it's not popping up in the system, then especially if under your zip code or anything, or your number, because I tried your number. You called from your wife's name, your name, the zip code, it's not coming up, so I'm just going to give your information to my supervisor and see, can we pull up your information? If not, we're not the company you're looking for.
Okay. Well, my credit card company gave me this 866-203-7820.
Mm-hmm.
Associated with a pending card on my card yesterday.
Okay, and that's what I'm trying to figure out. So if we do have it in the system, sir, we can give you the money back on your card. We just got to find you in our system. So just give me 1 second, sir. I'm about to give your information to my supervisor, and I'll be right with you, okay?
Okay, please hurry. Yeah, it could be that at 7:95, it's just now catching up. And it's for that watch. I'm going to tell you, that thing ain't worth anything. You know it ain't. Coming from people like this. That they tell you it is, and they advertise it. You know, it even won't last long, you know, it's a knockoff. So Kendall, you said Kendall had something like that? That mean you?
Yeah.
No. stand called. Yep. So I had my email address. I was willing to, what I was going to be doing, what I got as an email yesterday, well, it trickled down from your actual saying the same type of operation. Multiple, I should say there. Third party, I'm going to say no because I don't subscribe through today and I'll take it to you.
All right, sir. Let me try this yes. way. Can you give me your last digits of your card number so we can see
last
you in the
four
system?
The last four digits are 2905. Hello, are you there?
I'm still here, sir. I'm still searching.
Okay, what did your supervisor say?
She didn't get back with me yet, but I gave them your information.
Okay, well, can I get a call back when y'all have a resolution?
Okay, sure. We can call you back, sir, at the same number? This number right here?
Yes, 205-516-7656.
All righty, sir. I'm going to tell my supervisor, and I'm sorry for that. All right, we'll get your call back, sir.
Okay.
It is regarding your charge, right?
Yes. I was contacted by my card company about a charge that they are suspicious.
And your name is Charles Gibson. All righty, sir. We'll give you a call back. And sorry about
thank
that.
Thank you.
No problem.
All right. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.